Begin the current daf. Masechta Avodah Zarah daf Samach. Begin on a basic and test masla. That begins the Gemara. Ma'is lebeinu ka'avod. He's just acting like a brick, and va'av pishti and amishari, and therefore even to drink it, it's permitted. Now Pirush Rashbam, Mazalish and Rashbam explains, and his words are like this: Eivik ka'avim regarding a non-Jew, hamahadik that tightens magreif v'shal gigis mole yain, these pieces of the barrel that's full with wine, v'shis chaber sedakin. So that it's connected, these cracks, shaboba, that come in at mamal lamata from the top down. This is not like the case that we have over here in our Gemara of when you hug the piece of the barrel when they split along its length. That's a problem. Because the chavis mubukas, because when you have a cracked barrel, it's really going to happen that the parts of the barrel are going to split and it's gonna, one's going to fall one way, one's going to fall another way. When he's hugging it, he's connecting all the wine one to the other. But regarding this gigas, this barrel that we're discussing over here, actually the wine stays in this place, like the Hiduk Rishon regarding when it was first tightened. But it's a small little crack, and that's what he's tightening. So that's not the same. Regarding our wooden barrels, are also the same thing. It's not as chamer. But what is forbidden for the non-Jew to do is toichiv na'iris, to stick in like a bundle of flax, a matlis, or some type of rag, besedek, in a crack, ubechibur hashalayim, and regarding connecting the bottom, listim to close it up, and that's a problem. The shenagei b'yam, because there is going to be touching the wine. Akan hashayim. That's until I hear the words of the Rashbam. We would say the mutal liyasovik achavim. It's permitted for the non-Jew to be toichib na'iris, to stick in this rags saviv hashalayim around the bottom. But makom shemeschaben al doifne hachavis, where it connects to the walls of the barrel, meshama yain zav, and that's where the wine's flowing out. The yotzei is going out. Can the na'iris toichib, because the bundle of flax that he's sticking in indicate neged yain shebefnim. It's not opposite the wine that's in the inside. Because the tops of the bottoms are interrupting. We're sticking it into the cracks that are in the walls of the barrel around. And even in the middle, where he connects the bottom, the non-Jew could put in the bundle of flags there. As long as there's no cavity over there, so it's not touching anyone, that's okay. Rabbeinu Shmuel, says, "Dim yesh chavis, there's a barrel shematifa derech shalayim, that it's dripping through the bottom. Yochel levi kachavim lahadik shom na'iris b'sedakim." So the non-Jew could stick in over there some type of a rag of flax in the cracks. Have a kamoi lefotuye. It's just like acting like a brick, like we said in our Gemara and the different Masechet Tosafot. That's okay. This is nothing. It's just like a weighing down. Avul Meshes is harbor, but if it's dripping a lot, then you should be careful. Because then the non-Jew can be touching the wine. However, but if he's not doing it with a knife, with a hand, only with a knife, since it's not intending rock list, I'm only to close it up. Not to touch the wine. So it's touching through the non-Jew. Unintentionally, I did the through something else, and therefore, says places that b'shari lepirsha ben utam, and it's going to be permitted according to ben utam, which the Bach brings. That's in Dafnun Zayin at the end of the Maschal Hachagisin Beroy. Now, b'tayb shas ma'Israel. Now it's good that the Jew should put a matlas on the oris. This rag or this bundle of flax actually until it seals a little bit, and then the non-Jew will go and fasten it permissibly, which I read previously, which the Bach brings again on this daf in the Maschal Zika, that then we said that that's going to be okay because it's being done together. Which actually, it seems like from that Tosis that actually Rabbeinu Tam is coming from this. You say that it's similar to Neutral Oyer, which, like you said, that's not Derech Nisa B'Kach, but that's going to be okay when the non-Jew just doing that element that he's doing over here. Next Tosis Master, the beginning of the Gemara, Boy Hadocha, Boy Nigub. In this case, has to be washed and it has to have this process called Nigub. Now, b'chinam his kadacha, says Tosfos, really, it's for nothing that he mentioned washing. And the chol niguv, every process of niguv, tzarech sheet and mayim t'chili, you have to first put in water. And the fisher, he writes to him, it's just because he wanted to say, b'loy, and if not, b'adacha sagit, and after washing it out, if it's not tefech b'nas latfiach. So, nukar and docha, say here, when it is tefech b'nas latfiach, it says washing, but of course, that's included in the process of niguv. Because Rashbam writes to me, however, anan lo yavdin niguv, we don't do this process of niguv with these barrels from the non-Jews, elam hadach, which the Bach brings to look in Rashi and Nafayin Hay in the Ramas Madicha Mamayim, ela hadach ba'am. We just wash it out. B'samchinan arai shabereka achrim. We rely on the proofs in the last paragraph, later on Nafayin Dalam and Beis. The Masal Darsh loy boy niguv, that you don't have to do this process of niguv. Like it says, Masal begins with the Gemara Iker Tefech Latfiach. If it's moist enough to make something else moist, so then. That's when you have this this obligation of the process of niguv. So it says to him, it's a wonder because hechad leket tevecham nas latviach. Okay, so when it does not moist enough, they can make something else moist. Maman avshach icha shel yain legabe nisuch. If you consider as wine regarding libations and mekena docha beniguv bo, you should require both washing and niguv. Vilav yain who is not wine hadocha namlo lebo, you shouldn't even have to wash it out. So Pishrash Bram, the Rashbam explains the pshita of the yain. It's obvious that it is wine. And of course, there could be libations on, even though it's not moist enough to make something else moist, it's still wine. But it's not connected to that absorbed taste that are inside the wine press. That's what the Gemara says later on the vine. When it's moist, that it cannot make something else moist. You don't have to be concerned for the absorbed taste. And that's why you don't have to do nigiv to get that out. And all you have to do is wash out, which adacha, for what is outside here on the surface. Next verse, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara. Dekanami. Yeah, precise reading indicates the Gemara, like we learned, B'chul, etc. Ba'alok koitzu v'leis kabalti, and says, I received it. Where shahata ein loy klum aliyayin. Where now, the non-Jew has no rights in the wine. Abish yesh le milva, even though he has a loan of the Bach has the words, demei hayayin. Either way, yesh le milva has a loan chay, but that demei hayayin of the value of the wine. Still mutter, still it's permitted, because he says, look, you can take it whenever you want to. Pesha Kuntras Khan, Rashi explains over here, him, yes, mafteach, achisim, yad Yisrael. That's only talking about that if there's a key or the seal is in the hand of the Jew, that's when we're going to say that's going to be permitted. Chim Pesha Vintam, that's what Vintam also explains. Kasha, so it says that's difficult. Because him Cain, if that's the case, my right, Hilakan, what's the proof to over here? The Gemara is being medactic and saying, oh, so to now a situation where by a non-Jew that's on the side of the wine, this that they said it's usher is when he has a loan, is only when there's a loan on that wine, because then he's not concerned to touch it. So the difficulty is, what's the proof? There it's different because there he has maftech be'ad son if it's forbidden, but over here where he's standing on the side of the bar and doesn't have a key in the hand of the Jew, maybe it should be forbidden. So as Tosfos says, no, shani hasim, there it's different, right? Oh, so that's the question. Shani hasim, there it's different. Yesh mafteach ochiz miad Yisrael. That is a key or a seal in the hand of the Jew. V'hochashem b'sad abar b'lem mafteach v'chaisim, and he's standing without a key. Shem yesh lesson, maybe it should be forbidden. Yesh lesson says the Tosfos when you say shesvaz a talmud kach. That's the svar of the Gemara that kiyechad b'shozay v'kuchavim. They're just like when it's possession of the non-Jew. Yesh mafteach v'chaisim, when there is a seal or a key, chashav yenish Yisrael. It's considered the Jew's wine. K'shay b'kuchavim anichal etziyai. When the non-Jew lets him take it out whenever he wants to, so kach b'shus is Yisrael. So when it's the possession of the Jew, apoloy maftech b'chayisim, even out a seal on the key, mikriyin is Yisrael called the Jew's wine. Keep it shaylim milvaliyain, since there's no loan on the actual wine itself. Apish Yisrael chayim lemois, even though the Jew owes him money. Therefore, that's the comparison. Next to this masal to begin with the words of Gemara, kosher b'zap tamei v'chulu. Whatever by this up is going to be tamei. So that's what we're going to say is going to the non-Jew is going to make yain nesav. So this is called kosher shel klal zeh. The whole idea of this klal, loy ba el hat zrika, it's really only coming to permit and say that zrika is not going to be a problem, but it's not comparable to all the areas because shaleizav amased yain nitma. Because when the zav causes the wine to move, it becomes tummy. Oh, you know, like a safe, or if it carries on a shoulder, a fill of a kli avonim, even with a stoneware, tummy is going to be tummy. Oh, yet by evikachavim, but by a non-Jew, meaning regarding yain nesach, hesed mutter. Causing it to move is going to be permitted. Because I mean, like we say, enough on Amid Aleph, Kabazika by the flask, we say whether it's full or empty, it's going to be permitted. Because like I said, Lav Derech Nisuch, even though it's Hesed. So to be sitting on a barrel, Loimanaschli, that's not going to be considered as Nisuch. Yet Bzav Tamei,
when he's sitting on something, he becomes tamei. Bechein klal, so too the rule the other way around. Kosh b'zav tar, whatever is tar by the zav, that's not going to be a problem on this. Lav davka, that's also not precise. Shadei, because we have the case needs of mem gimel and aleph kano, when you have a reed that's become tishal zav in one of the crevices of the zav's body. But this is by satar, and it causes a tar thing to move. Tar, it's tar. Because it's mekamis habachus. But in such a case, a non-Jew who causes it to move with the stick would make it yayin nesach. Pechein halacha, and that's also the halacha. Sheim zark ebenoi called double yayin. That if he throws a stone or anything into the wine, but even intentionally, shemut b'shtia. Again, for that is what we're comparing it to zav. That's going to be permitted to drink. And kein hara of Yosef toiv elam. Now because of Rabbi Moshe Mekutzi says the what same thing is shem zark l'toichem mayim. That if you threw inside of a water, shalim b'kabanas mazika, without intention of diluting, shem mutu b'shtia, that's going to be permitted to drink again from this halacha.